This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, there's a vegan who has been criticized for subjecting his cat to a, quote, cruel and abusive diet. Now, I mean, first of all, I think the vegan diet is pretty damn healthy. But people are mad that he's subjecting his cat to this. And some online commentators say he's killing the animal. So, Harry Bowman is based in Australia, and he adopted Little Rescue Uma around a year ago. Hey, that's a cute kitty name, Uma. Uma. Anyway, little Uma, and the kitty looks like such a good kitty. Oh, I don't think it's that cat. Yeah, okay, anyway. So, he then fed her a diet of specially manufactured vegan cat food and a range of vegetables, saying she is thriving on her food plan. Now, cats are carnivores. And they, you know, still need to have their essential amino acids like we do. Taurine, arginine, etc. But there are some belief that they could get it to plants, especially if they are specifically prepared cat food. So according to Bowman, he received a barrage of abuse when he revealed online that he feeds his cat a vegan diet. He told Mail Online, I've been vegan since 1980, and I've always fed my pets vegan diets. Uma's my first cat, but I raised two dogs who were vegan for most of their lives. Now, okay, I'm sorry. You guys know Shaky Boo. Shake, right? From Shake and Bake, but Bake died, so now it's just Shake or Shaky Boo. Oh, he will not eat a vegetable. I've tried to give him vegetables. He will not. He wants meat because he's a man and he's burly. The kitty, the girl cats, maybe they'll check it out, but nah. So his eldest dog lived till 18. He said, I've always refused to have animal products in my house, and Uma has been a vegan cat ever since I adopted her. She loves her vegan diet. I will boil some pumpkin and mash it up with the dried vegan cat food, and she chows it down like there's no tomorrow. And she's very healthy. She's got the whitest coat, great appetite, full of vitality. And they say regular processed cat food is abysmal. It's just bits and pieces of different animals, which is absolutely revolting. Now, you know, I do wonder what I am. Trust me, I'm not vegan, so I don't even know where to start. And by the way, we'll talk about the differences between vegan and lacto-ovo-vegetarian and all that. We'll talk about that in a second. But, you know, I do wonder what we're giving our animals. You know, like my dog, you know, the dog Puppy Chow, I am trusting that the Puppy Chow is doing the trick. I'm trusting that the Cat Chow is doing the trick. I mean, the cats are still fine and vibrant. You know, we only had one cat die, but the cat died. That was when those canned foods were being linked to kidney failure. And so we lost Bake of Shake and Bake due to that. He went into renal failure from that. And so, you know, maybe we do need to puree and make our own animal food. We're not supposed to give them table scrappings because they have to avoid fat. They can't get garlic. They can't get onions. There's a lot of things they can't get. Not allowed to have raisins and grapes. That's toxic to dogs. But maybe we do need to, you know, give them some, I guess, more balance to their diet. I don't know. So what's the difference between all the levels of vegetarianism? So vegans, as you know, do not consume any animal products or byproducts. So no red meat, no white meat, no fish, no fowl, and no eggs, no dairy, no honey or beeswax. No jello or gelatin, nothing that would have an animal byproduct in there. Vegans typically do not use animal products like silk, leather, and wool as well. That's interesting. That's according to VegetarianNation.com. Lacto-vegetarian, Lots of vegetarians do not eat the red or white meat, fish, fowl, eggs, but they will consume dairy products. So, vegan is where there is no, it's the most strict. Vegetarian are vegetarians, and we'll talk about that, but then you can add, they may consume some proteins in different forms. So a lacto-vegetarian will consume dairy. An ovo-vegetarian, what's ovo? Ovum, egg. That's right. So ovo-vegetarians don't eat the red meat, white meat, fish, fowl, dairy, but they'll consume egg. You have lacto-ovo-vegetarians, so milk and egg products. They say that's the most common type of vegetarian. So when you hear somebody's a vegetarian, you could assume they're a lacto-ovo. They don't like to be called lacto-ovo. They just like to be known as vegetarian, but they'll eat some egg, some dairy. There's the polotarian. Now, polotarian is a semi-vegetarian diet where they restrict meat consumption to only poultry and fowl. No red meat, no fish, no seafood. So that they're polotarians. And then pescatarians, they say it's technically not a type of vegetarian. They do restrict their meat consumption to fish and seafood only. No red meat, no white meat, no fowl. And it's considered a semi-vegetarian or even a flexitarian diet. So flexitarian is where you have a plant-based meal with an occasional meat item on the menu. They do their best to limit meat intake as much as possible, and they try to rely solely on a plant-based diet. So flexitarians are not really vegetarians, right? However, they do, they try. So cutting back on their meat, pretty cool. So we'll talk more about this. But so, you know, so now in terms of our animals, you know, there's a big question on whether our animals or our kids need to follow what we do as parents. You know, there's a lot of controversy if, you know, a parent's a vegan, should their kids be vegan? And again, I'm concerned about the essential amino acids. And where I have a problem with a kid being vegan, strict vegan, is because babies are designed to drink mom's milk. Babies are designed to breastfeed. And, you know, caveman days, these babies would breastfeed for a long time, years, maybe up until 5 years old, who knows. And so when you withhold milk, you know, and dairy that a baby is designed for, I think that's a problem. Plus, babies need to grow, and kids need to grow, and so they need their essential amino acids. And unless those essential amino acids are given to them in natural form, they may not absorb well with supplements. And so you really need to, you know, just be a little bit more flexible when it comes to kids. 1-877-DR-ELLIE. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, an Indian man who holds the record for the longest fingernails on a single hand has reportedly gotten them clipped for the first time in over six decades. Sridhar Chilal, 82 years old, went to New York City's Ripley's Believe It or Not for the long-awaited clipping of his Guinness World Record nails. Ripley's reported that Chilal's nails had grown to exceed 350 inches and showed photos of them curled and stretched out over a table. Really disgusting looking, these nails. I don't know how he wiped when he had to go to the bathroom. I'm not really sure what happened there. And it was his left hand, so I'm assuming he's right-handed, but still. And so the last time his fingernails were clipped was back in 1952. And I guess his choice to keep them long stemmed from an incident when he was a teenager. According to Ripley's, Ripley said it all began after the future record holder had gotten in trouble with the teacher for inadvertently breaking the educator's own long fingernail. So, he has been, I guess, in the Guinness Book of World Records for years. And he grew them out for 66 years. So he finally got them cut off. I didn't see the footage. I'm assuming they had to use a bone saw or something. And now these nails are in a display case. Yeah, they're brown and discolored and curved and, yeah. Now, unfortunately, his left hand is permanently handicapped. He cannot open his hand from a closed position or flex his fingers. When you have nails like that and you can't use your hand, you're going to get muscle atrophy. The nerves, you know, you don't use your muscles and you don't use a hand, that, you know, it's going to be an issue. He says he's in pain. With every heartbeat, all five fingers, my wrist, elbow, and shoulder are hurting a lot. And at the tip of the nail, there's a burning sensation always. So I think, you know, he was just kind of sick of the whole thing. And, I mean, he made the Guinness Book of World Records. That is phenomenal, you know. So I guess the longest hair goes to Kai Kui Ping. 5.627 meters for the longest hair. That's 18 feet long. She's been growing her hair since 1973 from the age of 13. She says, there's no trouble at all. I'm used to it. But you need patience, and you need to hold yourself straight when you have hair like this. So that means the hair at the end of it is, I guess, not, how many years old? 30, 40 years old. Wow. Let me see. What else do we have? Longest leg hair. Longest leg hair has been measured. I don't even think we want that one. Let me see here. 22.46 centimeters. Somebody has grown their leg hair. Apparently, this goes to Jason Allen in Tucson, Arizona. That was on May 25th, 2015. Longest mohawk, longest arm hair. I should probably look at that one. Longest arm hair, 21.7 inches. It's by a guy in L.A. He said his record-breaking attempt was to impress the ladies. Do ladies like a lot of hairy men? They actually do. Women do. Longest eyebrow hair. Oh, this would be me. I have one eyebrow hair that just keeps growing. And so I always have to, like, trim, but it's like one. The longest eyebrow hair belongs to Zheng Shusen in China. It was 19.1 centimeters. That was in 2016. Most fibroids removed, most donated blood, greatest height differential between two twins, heaviest twins. I got to tell you, there are some fascinating records here. So we did a Guinness World Record attempt, and we made the attempt at Touro University of Nevada. The problem is when you try to make a Guinness World Record attempt, there's a lot of verification that needs to be done. And I guess the witnesses who helped do the verifying moved, and we didn't have a way to access them to get some of the questions answered for the Guinness Book of World Records. So we would be in there. We would. But there's a lot of, in order to, you know, make it to the Guinness Book of World Record, you either have to have a judge or you have to show lots of documentation, even with a judge. And so even if you have the documentation and the video footage and you're videotaping the documentation and you're showing the proof, et cetera, if there's a question that they need to be able to access the witnesses. And both of them, because a lot of time had passed, I think months had passed. So, you know, all right, maybe we'll try again. But it is cool when you make a world record attempt. It is cool. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Not so cool. The U.S. FDA is looking to our president. I'm sorry. They're probably looking to our president also. But we're having some major issues with drug shortages. Major issues. This is according to the agency's commissioner, Dr. Scott Gottlieb. We have seen the number of new drug shortages steadily decline since a peak in 2011. But despite these efforts, we still see ongoing shortages of medically necessary products. Experts say these shortages aren't just causing the medical community to scramble for solutions, but patients as well. It's a huge safety issue. So, for example, like the EpiPen. EpiPen we use for anaphylaxis. If you get stung by a bee, let's say, or a fish, shrimp allergy, peanut allergy, go into this whole immunological response, start to swell, stop breathing, we need to give you some epinephrine. We need to get air into you. We need to, you know, and so things like this are on short supply. So they say without our first choice drugs for certain conditions, doctors must make the best of what they have on hand, and these drugs may be less effective and have more side effects. So what are we short on? Antibiotics, anesthetics, and of course, opioids. Can you imagine going to a hospital and not having enough pain medicine and just being there writhing in pain? Dr. Paul Covella, president of the American College of Emergency Physicians, described the FDA's move as a major step towards solving a complex and severe and persistent drug shortage issue in the U.S. His organization has called for the creation of a task force earlier this year when it helped draw up a letter that Gottlieb received in June that was signed by more than 130 members of Congress. So the organization found that 9 in 10 emergency doctors who respond to a poll say they have recently dealt with shortages in critical medicines in the ER. More than 40% said that they had seen patients suffer as a result. So pain medicines, heart medications, antibiotics, anti-nausea medication, electrolytes. And according to anesthesiologist Dr. Matthew Rubito, this happens all the time. Internal medicine physician Dr. Stephanie Kaplan recalled a month-long shortage of Dilaudid. Dilaudid is an opioid pain medication. You know, this is some scary stuff. And this could have been avoided. Now, we knew we were going to have drug shortages, not a lot of new medicines coming around the bend in terms of R&D, because Obamacare, the law, really kind of went after pharmaceutical companies and penalized them a lot. But when companies, again, there's this trickle-down effect. So if a pharmaceutical company or drug company or medical supply company starts to have issues or get changes, they need to reevaluate and look at their bottom line. And remember, their purpose, it isn't to help the world. Their purpose is to save themselves. And on a micromanagement level, to save their own jobs. So they need to, when they have their weekly or monthly meetings, show that they're saving money. So if there's a product that's not really pulling as big a profit, because they're not allowed to charge enough, charge more, or if there's a product that just costs too much to make, maybe they'll start making less. You know, maybe they're not going to be quick to, you know, research and develop something. And so we expected that there was going to be short supplies of certain things. We just didn't think it was going to be this bad. And then you throw on top of all of this the opioids. And the limitations that doctors now have with prescribing opioids. So now opioid companies are like, all right, let's make less. If less doctors are going to prescribe, we don't want to be creating all these pills that expire. So start cutting back on the manufacturing. Well, that's fine and dandy for people trying to solve the opioid crisis in an incorrect way. But patients are, what the heck is going on here? We're still in pain. You could threaten doctors. You can censure them. You could suspend their license. But excuse me, I'm still in pain. Where do I get my medication? So we're seeing more and more heroin use on the rise. We're seeing more black market fentanyl use. And the drug companies, why should they make more if they're not going to be able to sell them in the legal market? They don't want to get in trouble. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived at Windsor Castle for a social visit with Queen Elizabeth II. Earlier today, President Trump did hold a press conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May. Special Counsel Robert Mueller indicted 12 Russians today and accused them of hacking into the DNC to sabotage the 2016 presidential election. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein spoke a short time ago in Washington.
According to the allegations in the indictment, the defendants worked for two units of the main intelligence directorate of the Russian General Staff, known as the GRU. The units engaged in active cyber operations to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. There was one unit that engaged in active cyber operations by stealing information, and a different unit that was responsible for disseminating the stolen information.
Rosenstein did point out that the vote count was not affected by the hacking. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I know. For those of you going, oh, no, really, that's what we're listening to? Hey, no. You can still stick with us. We're going to teach you guys something. All right. Smoking in public housing is now banned as of July 31st. Did you guys hear about that? A nationwide ban on smoking in public housing facilities is going to take effect by the end of July. This is nearly 2 years after the rule was passed. Starting July 31st, U.S. Housing and Urban Development will prohibit the use of cigarettes, cigars, and pipes in all public housing units and common areas, as well as any outdoor area within 25 feet of public housing grounds. However, this is not applying to vaping or electronic cigarettes. Does not apply to snuff or chewing tobacco. So there may be some restrictions on those in some areas, but for the most part, this ban is on cigarettes, cigars, and pipes. HUD says about 228,000 public housing units under more than 600 local agencies have already gone smoke-free. And under the new rule, this will wipe out smoking in more than 940,000 other units. Under HUD rules, tenants can be evicted after 3 smoking violations. Now, this ban was actually passed under the Obama administration in November 2016. HUD said the new policy would reduce health hazards from secondhand smoke and encourage residents to quit smoking. CDC estimated in 2014 that the smoking ban would save government housing agencies $153 million a year in repairs and healthcare costs, including $16 million for costs tied to smoking-related fires. This is something I'm for. I want to talk about it, though. There is some things we need to discuss. Very quickly, for those of you that want to quit smoking, you could call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, 1-800-784-8669, toll free to talk to a trained coach, or go to smokefree.gov. So, you know, this is, interestingly, that it passed under the Obama administration. Did it pass because of a Republican-held Congress and Senate, or did it pass because President Obama was for this? I know he did. He and Michelle Obama were, you know, pro-anti-smoking legislation. There was a lot of progress made during the Obama years on quitting smoking. It did spurn an e-cig use epidemic. I'm not blaming them. But we do need to realize that, you know, you start hiking up the taxes and the costs of, you know, cigarettes, and people still need their nicotine and nicotine fix, you know. No surprise there that they will go and use other means to get their nicotine. When you're addicted to nicotine, you know, you tell me there's no chocolate, I'm going to find chocolate. Even if I have to find chocolate illegally, I need chocolate. That's my advice. So, when it comes to public housing and our taxpaying dollars, if we don't want to spend extra money on steam cleaning the drapes, trying to get the smell out of the carpet, off the walls, because secondhand smoke and thirdhand smoke, we talked about secondhand, okay, so firsthand smoke is you're smoking. Secondhand smoke is your spouse is next to you breathing it in. Thirdhand smoke is you lift up the grandbaby, and the grandbaby smells it and picks it up off your shirt. Or is playing on the carpet and picking it up from there. Or hiding behind the drapes, playing hide and seek, picking it up from that. So that's third-hand smoke. And so if the government, and this is one of the things that starts to get a little controversial. If the government is going to be giving you free housing or public housing or cheap housing and subsidizing your housing, how much say do they get on your daily habits? Now, drugs are illegal. So I get how, no drugs. You're doing drugs in these public houses, you're out. And again, I don't know if they really enforce it that well. But what about smoking? Smoking's legal. You have an addiction to smoking. Is the government allowed to get all up in your business? The same discussion happens then. Some of us will say, well, yeah. Especially since, you know, smoking causes fires and it exposes other, you know, people to smoke. Yeah, they could be non-smoking, absolutely. So then by that same token, is the government allowed to, when it comes to food stamps or CHIP or you know, assistance in food, does the government have a right to say, don't spend the money on junk food? Only spend the money on vegetables and dairy and wheat. Do they have a right to do that? Some people will say, yeah. If they want to eat junk food, they could do it on their own dime. Our job is to keep people healthy and to make sure people are fed. So somebody would argue that. I agree with that. And what about abortion? Well, if the government's going to pay for your abortion or help subsidize because they're giving money to Planned Parenthood, they should have a right to say when you could do it, when you can't. Or if you could do it or if you can't. See how this gets pretty controversial. Does the government get to be that all involved and up in your business? And when you allow it to happen on one end, will you allow it to happen with others? So me, personally, with the abortion issue, I don't think any taxpaying dollars should go to abortions. Those of us that don't feel right about it because we think the fetus is alive, we don't want our tax dollars going to that. However, I also believe that the government needs to stay completely out of what a woman wants to do with her body. So don't subsidize, don't help pay, but stay out. Don't talk to her. Stay out completely. So I don't know where that falls on the spectrum. If the government cannot stay out of your housing, cannot stay out of what you eat, I don't think it's right for people to use taxpaying dollars for junk food or for alcohol or for, you know. I don't mind having a little Coca-Cola in the house because Coca-Cola helps with nausea. I get that. But, you know, that food's supposed to be for vegetables food. See, I remember the WIC program, I don't know if it still exists, where, you know, for families that had babies, when you went to the grocery store, there were certain foods that you could get. You could get, you know, one or two containers of milk. You know, remember, a loaf of bread, a container of milk, and a stick of butter. Remember from Sesame Street or whatever? So you could get your essentials, and they were WIC food products. So it wasn't this, here's a card, buy groceries, and then just use the card and whatever's on it. It wasn't like that. So that we were handing out milk. We were handing out bread, food. This was actual healthy food for the families. So with public housing facilities, I think I agree with, if you are, you know, going to be living off of our dime, we have a right to make sure it doesn't cost us more money. And it doesn't affect other people that are living there. Because if we're paying for their housing, we're probably paying for their medical care as well, either through Medicaid or Medicare. So I think we do have a right. And if they want to live somewhere where they can smoke, you know, or have a pit bull as a pet or whatever, then they have to find their own living arrangements. I think actually that's okay. I do. However, if somebody is addicted to nicotine, let's say somebody served in Vietnam or the Persian Gulf War, and so, yeah, they took up smoking, and I don't blame them. And unfortunately, you know, they haven't been able to find another job. You know, they're disabled, and so they live in public housing. They have a nicotine addiction. Now, I mean, yeah, we could give nicotine patches and things like that, so hopefully, you know, there's some assistance that we could give them. But, you know, it's not that easy to give up smoking. And so, you know, even though the statewide ban is a welcomed, you know, ruling that happened a couple years back, I do understand that those people who smoke, that, you know, they're victims. You know, they're smoking for a variety of reasons. And that, it's really difficult. It's really difficult to stop, especially since cigarettes are really, really expensive. And they still buy them. It shows that this is something that they need. You know, in medical school, we never got to try a lot of these things that people get addicted to. You know, but any of you have ever been addicted to something, you know how hard it is to quit. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we talked about the honey smacks and salmonella exposure, such that the CDC has had to tell us to avoid eating that cereal. We're now being told that McDonald's salads have been linked to dozens of illnesses in Iowa and Illinois. About one quarter of 90 people sickened since mid-May in Illinois reported eating a McDonald's salad in the days before falling ill, while an additional 15 cases were reported in Iowa. The Iowa Department of Public Health said the affected residents were later confirmed to be suffering from cyclospora infections, and they had eaten McDonald's salads in late June or early July. Officials in both states said that McDonald's is cooperating with their investigators as well as the CDC and Prevention and the FDA. They say the fast food conglomerate also said that as a result of the investigation, it was voluntarily removing salads from some locations and distribution centers out of an abundance of caution, with plans to restock restaurants with salads from other suppliers. Apparently, 3,000 restaurants of McDonald's in the Midwest will be impacted. They say we are closely monitoring the situation, cooperating with state and federal health authorities, as well as further investigate. So this Cyclospora chitinensis parasite, remember that we were talking about that with the, I believe, the was it the Del Monte vegetables? Causing explosive diarrhea? Well, this parasite is spread, as we talked about a couple days ago, by ingesting food or water contaminated with feces. And you more commonly see this in developing countries. But several outbreaks linked to import produce have reached the U.S. in recent years. Symptoms include watery diarrhea and frequent, sometimes explosive, bowel movements. They say although a link has been made to salads sold at McDonald's restaurants in some Illinois cases, public health officials are continuing to investigate other sources. So if you have eaten a salad from McDonald's since mid-May and developed diarrhea and fatigue, contact a health provider about testing and treatment. Okay, first of all, when I go to McDonald's, I don't go for a salad. I love their cheeseburgers, their little cheeseburgers. Hey, I know, it's McDonald's. I love their fries. I like the taste of fast food. I have never ordered a salad. No. Correction. I remember my parents in the 80s made us eat a McDonald's salad. And McDonald's was such a treat that I'm sitting there looking at a McDonald's salad in front of me going, why would you spend, because to eat a McDonald's or fast food was a special treat. And instead of actually getting the burger, I'm sitting there with a salad. I mean, we could have just, again, eaten a home-cooked meal. Why did we have to, you know? And it was, it was an okay salad, mostly iceberg lettuce, you know. You don't really go to a fast food place for a salad. But in McDonald's defense, they did what most fast food locations needed to do by offering quote-unquote healthy choices. And we are seeing time and time and time again that as you know, these vegetables or fruits or whatever are getting contaminated or spreading, I don't want to use a word, we're eating vegetables throughout the country, but many of these outbreaks occur on the fresh vegetables we're trying to eat. And the cyclospora is a parasite. And so, you know, here we are, trying to eat healthier, trying to lose weight, and that Del Monte, you know, fresh produce vegetable tray, again, 212 people thus far sick with the parasite, some having explosive diarrhea. The romaine lettuce outbreak, they found the E. coli from the irrigation water, but our vegetables are not cooked. They're not preserved. See, the reason why things changed in terms of obesity and in terms of our health is more people ate out in restaurants, fast food joints started to become more popular, and, you know, it's easier for a fast food restaurant to have frozen burgers, buns that could last longer. I mean, I think somebody had a McDonald's meal sitting around for years, and it almost looked the same. Now, there's somebody else on eBay trying to sell his, 10-year-old McDonald's meal, and it's all black and disgusting looking. But these preservatives in the food prevent a lot of foodborne illness. The problem is it's leading to obesity because your body doesn't know what to do with the chemicals and it slows your metabolism. So even if your McDonald's hamburger is just as many calories as a salad, you're going to be more likely to gain weight on that hamburger because there's preservatives in there that's slowing your metabolism down. So what do you do? I mean, you know, here we are, we're trying to be healthier. And you can't wash, I tell people, well, then wash your vegetables. You can't do that when you get a salad. With our vegetable trays, our Del Monte vegetable trays, you really stop and wash off everything. Maybe you need to. But these things do happen, and it's a risk we take. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A dermatologist is warning against spray-on sunscreen. I don't like it because I don't want you to breathe it in. I'm not a fan of spray-on sunscreens because I think you're breathing in the chemicals. But Dr. Patricia Wexler recommends not to because they just don't give you the protection that you need. She's a leading dermatologist of Wexler Dermatology, and she shared her top tips for guarding your skin against the sun's rays. And she reveals that it really doesn't adequately protect you. The Spritz and Go products might seem convenient, but you need consistent coverage, and the sprays may not do that. Whereas the cream, you can really get that cream in. You know, you can put a bunch on, and you can see the white on your nose and on your ears, etc. They say the amount needed to get the given SPF is usually heavy and drippy. So not only thickness, you also have to make sure you're getting the broad spectrum UVA and UVB. UVA rays go all the way. UVB rays cause a lot of the burns. And so, all the way meaning into the skin. And so, and we talked about, you know, sunscreens, et cetera, and how they work. So my recommendation to you guys is, again, you don't want to breathe the stuff in, and you want to make sure you're getting a nice coating, and you want to reapply every 15 minutes, especially if you're in the water. Well, they say reapply every 2 hours, but I say every 15 minutes if you're in the water. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So millennial women are 50% more likely to suffer from depression during pregnancy than their moms did. And they say because of the pressures of social media, pace of modern life, they tracked 2,300 pregnant women, 2,400, between the ages of 19 and 24, from the years 1990 and 1992, and then repeated the procedure with 180 of their daughters who were pregnant between 2012 and 2016. And they found the rates of depression and anxiety rose from 17% of the first group to 25% of the second. Scientists believe social changes are to blame. I think there's a couple other things going on here. You know, they say maybe it's the internet and sleep deprivation and maybe it's lifestyle and how they eat. And I get that. But the one thing I'm noticing is there's a wussification of a lot of the younger generations. I told you, my kids played, you know, baseball, and on the team, you know, the boys were always crying about something. And I'm like, I've never seen so many boys cry. I wasn't allowed to cry as a kid. If I was crying, stop crying. Not that that's good at all, but you saw a lot more crying. You know, I see medical students online throughout the country complaining about some of their training. And I'm like, man, we had to do 36-hour shifts, and, you know, we didn't even vocally complain about it. We said thank you for, you know, the training and moved on. And so I notice people cry easier. They tend to find things more hurtful than they used to. And maybe it's the hormones in our milk. Maybe it's because many of us are heavier, so we have more estrogen. Maybe it's because we have enabled people to air their feelings, and it's okay to feel, you know, hurt by somebody saying that you were bullied. But, I mean, my grandmother said, your butt's too big. You got to lose that butt. Yeah, I didn't like hearing that, but that's just the way people talked to you back then. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.